This is Steve Kraske. This year marks the 20th anniversary of KCUR's Up to Date. 20 years is a long time to host and produce a daily talk show, and our team couldn't do it without KCUR's strong listener support. As a nonprofit news station, KCUR relies on individual donations to make this show. I hope you'll join me in celebrating 20 years of Up to Date by donating today at kcur.org/support. So the Missouri Prairie Foundation and the Anita B. Gorman Discovery Center are hosting a native plant sale this weekend. Here to talk about the plant sale and to discuss why it's so important to have native plants in your yard is Carol Davitt. She's Executive Director of the Missouri Prairie Foundation. Carol, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So why are native plants so important in the first place, Carol, and why do people need to have these in their yards?
That's a great question. So if we think about all of the habitats in Kansas City that were there before it was a city, and there still are some remaining intact habitats, but like so many places where we live and work throughout the country, in Kansas City, land has changed, and we've removed a lot of native plants from the landscape. And when we do that, we remove food and shelter for the kinds of butterflies and songbirds and other kinds of wildlife that we really cherish. Those native plants also play an important role in preventing soil erosion because the deep, complex roots really hold soil. They also store a lot of carbon in the ground, which is so important for mitigating the negative effects of climate change.
So what kind of plants are you talking about in particular here, Carol? Any specifics?
Well, at the plant sale, there'll be seven vendors selling native wildflowers, grasses, sedges, vines, shrubs, and native trees. And fall is a wonderful time to plant all of these. There will be a native plant for any situation for any home gardener at this sale.
I'm wondering about oak trees. What do they do for the environment?
Oak trees are real powerhouses. Oak trees provide food in form of their leaves for more than 500 different kinds of butterfly and moth caterpillars. So when you look at an oak tree, you may not realize it, but there's lots of munching going on in those leaves, but it doesn't hurt the tree. That's been happening for thousands of years. And all of those little caterpillars, in turn, also become food for songbirds. Oak trees also provide us with shade. The acorns are important food for many animals. So they are a really excellent choice, and they're long-lived and strong. The limbs are strong, so they're really an ideal urban tree.
What about goldenrods? I hear those can be very beneficial to habitats, in this part of the country.
They are, and they're sort of a counterpart to oaks in the herbaceous world. So goldenrods are a non-woody plant, a perennial wildflower, that their leaves provide food for more than 100 different kinds of butterfly and moth caterpillars. And September is when goldenrods are in their glory, just creating beautiful bloom, blossoms, and drifts of color. But they don't cause allergies. There's a ragweed that blooms at the same time as goldenrod is what really is can give people some allergies in the fall, but it's not goldenrod. So goldenrod's an excellent choice. And there's many species of goldenrod.
This native plant sale that Carol is referring to is taking place at the Discovery Center, 4750 Truce, just catty corner from KCUR Studios, from 10 until 2 on Saturday morning. And as she said, seven native plant vendors will be selling a variety of plants at the sale. You know, we're talking here about native plants, obviously, but people might wonder, Carol, is there a problem with having non-native plants in your yard these days?
Well, we're certainly not saying that you need to go out and rip out your boxwoods or your hostas. There are many non-native plants that we enjoy and, of course, many non-native plants that we use as food, like tomato plants. But wherever you can add native plants, or if you're just starting out with a landscape, we do recommend starting out with natives in the first place. However, if you have non-native plants that are invasive, like calorie pears, or bush honeysuckle, we definitely encourage you to remove those invasive plants that do cause many, many problems for neighboring landowners and for wildlife.
You know, Carol, these days there's more talk among friends and neighbors than I've ever heard before about finding alternatives to the traditional fescue front lawn. You know, given how hot, how long our summers have gotten these days, have options emerged that people can live with, do you think?
So, and what's really important with native landscaping is it does require maintenance or stewardship. Just like you would mow a lawn, we don't think about the fact that, oh, yes, we're going to regularly mow lawns. We just take that for granted. So by the same token, we don't just plant native plants and then just walk away. They need tending. They need weeding. It's important to pick the right plant for the right place. There are many short-statured prairie plants, for example, that can do well as a lawn alternative. You don't have to have 8 or 10-foot tall prairie grass in your front yard. You can select plants that are shorter, that look more formal. So I think it definitely is an option, and it's just important to remember that any other landscape, they do need to be stewarded and taken care of. But they do require fewer inputs in terms of water. They don't need fertilizer, so they are a very good choice.
Just briefly, Carol, are you seeing people making the switch to native grasses these days? How often is this happening?
Absolutely. The trend continues to grow, and the native plant industry just is on an upward trend. More and more people are recognizing the benefits of native plants, not only for home landscaping, but also for use in farms. For example, planting strips of prairie plants within or around row crops to help protect soil. So the trend is definitely going up. There are more and more businesses in the native plant business, and there are many more people who are offering services of landscape design and landscaping maintenance. And if you you can find these things at grownative.org. Grow Native is a native plant marketing education program of the Prairie Foundation. You can find tons of information there, including lists of suppliers of native plants and native plant services.
Well, that's Carol Davitt, again, executive director of the Missouri Prairie Foundation, which is holding this native plant sale at the Discovery Center, 4750 Troost, on Saturday morning from 10 to 2, again, just across the street from KCUR Studios. Carol, thanks so much for coming on today. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you very much for your interest. It's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.